Kent on DAB Digital Radio. A voice for Bath. This is Radio Bath News.
A plane has burst into flames on the runway of Tokyo's Haneda Airport, with news reports saying it hit another aircraft after landing. Japan's Coast Guard says five crew members are missing after a reported collision. Meanwhile, NHK TV reported that all passengers aboard the passenger plane, believed to have been around 400 people, got out safely. Video shows a large eruption of fire and smoke from the side of the Japan Airlines plane as it taxied on a runway. An amber weather warning for winds been issued for parts of England and Wales as Storm Hank arrives. It's set to bring gusts of up to 80 miles per hour. The warning's in place until 8 p.m. tonight. The reduction in migrants crossing the Channel in small boats is due to the incredibly hard work of officials, according to the Home Secretary. James Cleverly is denying that it's because of the weather. He spoke to BBC Breakfast this morning and explained more about their strategy.
It's about disrupting the supply chain of engines and boats that are used to ferry people across the Channel. It's about going after the money of these people smugglers.
A new survey suggests more than half of UK adults plan to take an overseas summer holiday this year. Meanwhile, the poll commissioned by ATOL also found some 51% intend to travel abroad more than once in 2024. And teenage sensation Luke Littler is a step closer to World Darts Championship glory after becoming the youngest semi-finalist ever. Speaking last night after beating Brendan Dolan 5-1 in the quarterfinals, the 16-year-old was feeling pretty confident.
Unbelievable. Obviously, I know I've got the ability to go all the way, but if it's not to be tomorrow night, then it's not to be. But whatever Luke Littler turns up, then is what it is.
Luke could book a place in the final tonight when he takes on 2018 winner Rob Cross in the semi-finals. From Radio News Hub, I'm Edward Breslin.
Radio Works.
We are being urged to put our dogs on a diet in the new year after overindulging them at Christmas. Edgar and Cooper's pet nutritionist Mickey Coates explains why it's important to watch what our pups eat.
Unbelievably, over three quarters of British pet owners let their pets overindulge during Christmas. And at Edgar and Cooper, we believe that a flexitarian diet can also be adopted to pets, which most people don't realize. It introduces more vegetables and is a balanced diet. Find out more at edgarandcooper.com.
Made locally in Bath. This is Radio Bath.
And welcome to this episode of The Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live with me, Jim James, here in the studio. I'm delighted to have Vicky Mowat, who is the director of a company called Riverford Organic Farms. And you just heard from the advert there about your pets maybe overindulging over Christmas. I know my beagle, Binky, has put on a couple of kilos, and we're walking them as far as we can, as fast as we can, to wake those off. But we've also been really interested in my home about organic vegetables and organic fruit, because we know that that's really better for us. And delighted to have Vicky here, because Riverford Organic Farms has been supplying over 90,000 homes around the country with organic food. And it was started in 1986. But Vicky's here because she runs the Bath and North East Somerset business, the veg team, they call themselves. Vicky, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Lovely to be here.
Well, it's lovely to have you, and thank you for accepting my invitation, because I'm a customer. We love Riverford. We love the organic fruit and vegetable that we're getting from you. And I thought it's an interesting business. So you're on the show. You're going to tell us about how you've started this business, but also tell us some of the challenges of running a business with you and your husband, but also the impact that a company like Riverford can make on government policy. Very interesting. Plus, we're going to hear eight amazing tracks from you. So, Vicky, first of all, tell us about you and about Riverford Organic Farms, just in case anybody here hasn't seen one of your amazing trucks and had the benefit of your fantastic produce.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. So, yes, Riverford is an organic veg box delivery service, to put it simply. So we deliver fresh, seasonal, organic vegetables and other things, fruit, dairy, meat, recipe boxes. And we deliver those to customers, well, all over the country, but we specifically look after customers in and around the Bath area. So we're delivering straight to their doors once a week, once a fortnight, however often they want us or need us.
And just tell us a little bit about the origins of Riverford, because these are produce that we're not buying in store. I think they're sourced locally. Just tell us a little bit about the ethos, because that's also going to help us to understand why you and your husband, Alan, have got involved in this business.
Yes, that's right. So Guy Watson, he's now Guy Singh Watson, set up the business back in the 80s. He grew up on a farm in Devon. His parents farmed in Devon, and they did farm with pesticides and herbicides, etc. And Guy and his siblings all left home. Guy went off to become a management consultant, lived in New York, I believe. But then he came back to the farm, and he convinced his dad to let him try farming organically. I think he managed to convince him to give him 3 acres to farm organically. And that was because he was convinced that using pesticides and herbicides was actually making the farmers ill and was not the best thing for the land, for the soil, for wildlife, and for the people eating the vegetables as well. So he started with a small patch, and he would grow vegetables, pack them into boxes and deliver them to his friends locally in the back of his old Toos TV. And it's really grown from there. As you say, now we're delivering to tens of thousands of customers across the UK every week. But those ethics, those values that Guy started with back in the 80s still hold true now. Riverford is all about giving a fair deal to growers, looking after wildlife, looking after the environment, and providing a fantastic product to customers.
Yeah, and to be fair, the produce that comes in the box, and when you sign up, you get an amazing cookbook, you get some guides to recipes as well. The product that comes in the box is actually competitively priced as well, isn't it, to the supermarkets. That's was yes. For me, a wonderful surprise too.
Yes, that's right. We really try to keep everything as good value as we can, and you can buy individual vegetables from us, or you can have one of our set boxes, which means that we'll pack into the boxes the best of what's in the fields right now, and that's the most cost-effective way to buy from us. And people love that, because they love having a box of vegetables come to their door every week, and they say it's a bit like Christmas on packing it, you know, sort of delving in and finding out what's coming this week.
And it's wonderful, because you also have an amazing app as well, where you can book and buy these different either individual items or the boxes. Now, someone who's not with us today is your husband, Alan, because he's out on the road trying to navigate through the floods we've got.
That's right.
We've got down here. Tell us a little bit about your journey to being involved with Riverford, because you and Alan had careers before this. You started, I think, 13 years ago with the business down here in the Southwest. Tell us a little bit about your journey to get here.
Yeah, so we actually met in London. We were both working in London. We'd obviously, you know, we'd both been to university before that, and I lived in Paris for a couple of years as well, and then we'd both landed in London working at the same publishing company, and started going out together, and then things moved on. I moved into the charity sector actually, and Alan stayed in publishing, but we were both very much in marketing. We got married, kids came along, and then something sort of felt a little bit out of kilter. We were, you know, work was really quite all-consuming, and we didn't feel we were spending enough time together as a family, and we wanted to make a choice and really take control of our lives. And we sort of looked around ourselves and said, well, you know, if we were going to do something, what would that be? What do we really value the most in our lives? And our Riverford weekly veg box was the number one thing that we really valued. So when we discovered that it was a franchise business, we leapt at the chance to actually become part of this business that we already really believed in. And we discovered that the franchise here in Bath was for sale, and I'd been to university here and had always had a hankering to move back here and bring up a family here. So it was serendipity.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And I think it's wonderful as well that we can talk about franchising today, because in the other shows we've had people that have started businesses from their own ideas. We can talk more about franchising later. For anyone that's thinking about having a business but doesn't have the business idea, how successful a business can be and how much control you can have by having a franchise. Vicky, just tell us a little bit though now about your earlier years, where you're from, and then let's move into your first track, your childhood memory track.
Yeah, so I was born in Edinburgh. So Alan and I are both Scottish, actually, and moved to Cheshire when I was 10. So I spent my formative teenage years in South Manchester in the late 80s, when there was quite a strong music scene going on there, actually. And I loved food. I loved cooking and baking, and I loved languages as well. And I always had an idea that I was going to have a cake shop in Paris. That was my sort of childhood goal in life. But no, genuinely, I then went on to study languages, and I loved languages and words, but I didn't really have a very clear sense of you know, what that was going to lead into as a job. But the track that I've chosen is a track that I feel it's very evocative for me. It has a feeling of a sort of mix of euphoria and melancholy that you can have as a teenager. Your whole life is ahead of you, but you don't quite know what it's going to be yet. You know, it's hope, but it's a little bit of uncertainty as well.
So your first track is The This Is The Day. We're here with Vicky Mallett of Riverford. welcome back. That was the This Is The Day, and we just said what a contemporary sound that still is, even though it's from the 1980s. I'm joined by Vicky Mowat, who is with Riverford. She and her husband call themselves the Veg Team. But Vicky, you had a life in London, and you brought yourself and your two boys down to Bath. Tell us about the decision to take on a franchise and why you did that and some of the challenges that you faced as entrepreneurs.
Sure. So we did have a very young family, and as I said earlier, we were working really, really hard in our jobs, you know, relay parenting almost, you know, hardly seeing each other at all. And our boys were 3 and 6 at the time, and we really wanted to be more available to them as parents and to spend more time together. But we had a really strong work ethic. You know, it wasn't that we wanted to somehow stop working, but we wanted more control. And we thought about setting up a business from scratch, and we thought about the risks that would be involved in that. You know, with a young family, you're paying your mortgage and you've got financial commitments. It can feel quite scary to launch into something which might be untested, which might start from nothing and take a very long time to build up. So we started to look into the idea of a franchise as, I suppose I think of it as a halfway house almost between being an employee and, you know, starting your own thing completely from scratch. Because a franchise gives you, it gives you a trusted formula that you can work within. And certainly when we started talking to Riverford, they were very open with us about, you know, the numbers and how the numbers work. And they really helped us to put together 5 years of business plans. You know, we literally worked through the detail of the profit and loss account for 5 years ahead, so that we could really understand what it would look like for us in terms of our investment, but also in terms of the return that we might get on that investment as well. And that gave us, you know, just so much confidence in terms of what we were stepping into. It was a leap of faith. You know, I will say there was a leap of faith. There was risk involved. And sometimes when we looked at the numbers on paper, it didn't quite add up. You know, we were certainly dropping our income levels quite substantially from where we'd been in London. But we felt that we just had faith in each other. We really felt that we could trust each other and that we could really build something good for our family, that would give us a sustainable income, but also would give us something that we really believed in. We really believed in the values of Riverford, and we really believed in the product. And I think that's one great thing about a franchise as well, is that you can trust the company that you're franchising with. You can trust the quality. You can look at, you know, what do people really think about it? Is it a genuine brand? Is it really built on authentic foundations or not? And I think I would advise anybody who is going into franchising, who's thinking about that, to do every little bit of research that you can about the company that you're going to ally yourself with, because, you know, you will become them. You know, you're coming together as one, and you need to feel very confident in that. But it's great in that you don't need to be able to build a website and source suppliers and sort of put together an entire infrastructure, but you do need to have skills, or you need to be able to take on skills which are about the local management, about, you know, for us that's about logistics, about managing deliveries. There's a lot of HR involved. We employ a team of drivers. It's marketing, so we do all of the local marketing. We do all of the local customer services, and we manage the finances of our business. So we do, you know, you need to bring a lot of skills, a lot of breadth to it, but you don't have to do absolutely everything. And it's a more manageable way into managing a business.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful, Vicky. You've articulated really how a franchise reduces some of the risk, but still leaves you with a little bit of risk to make it exciting, but also with some autonomy. But also, you've grown the business, haven't you? Do you want just tell us how you've grown the business in the last 13 years?
Yes, absolutely. So we've grown our turnover by around 300% since we initially took it on. And I think we've done that in two ways, really. One has been about looking after our customers incredibly well. You're not tied into a Riverford veg box. It's a subscription of a type, but you're not. It's not a mobile phone contract. It's not even like a magazine subscription. You know, you can come and go as you want to. So we work really hard to keep customers wanting to come back to us. You know, we really deliver a quality product to them. And when something goes wrong, we really act accordingly. You know, we'll put it right in the best way that we possibly can. So we've really focused on keeping the customers that we've got. And then we've also focused on reaching out for new customers as well. And we look for every opportunity to get in front of new customers and to talk to them about Riverford. So, for example, I do cookery demonstrations. We've done workshops with parents in schools, you know, sort of fundraising workshops. We go to shows. At the moment, I'm doing a series of lunches with customers. So I'll go into their home and cook lunch for them and their friends so that we can really talk about Riverford and about our vegetables to a wider group of people. So that's bringing in new people as well. So it's keeping the existing ones happy and introducing ourselves to new ones as well. That's been the secret for us.
Yeah, Vicky, we're a customer. Just in the last few months, we met your team at an event in Trowbridge, and they were delightful, and we signed up, and it's been a fantastic experience. So you're together with Alan, but also together with Riverford. Your next track is Jack Johnson, and it's aptly named Better Together. So let's hear your next tune, Vicky.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. And our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and how come it's so hard. And it's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. I find their way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between, with only two, just me and you. Not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Perfect Fit Lingerie of Keynsham has that perfect something for everyone and every occasion. We've been measuring and fitting lingerie for 30 years. Affordable prices, a fabulous selection, and expert advice. So for bridal, maternity, sports, medical, elderly, fittings, or just a special treat, pay us a visit on Temple Street, Keynsham, between Bristol and Bath. Visit perfectfit.uk.com or call 0117 986 0950. Perfect Fit Lingerie. Get yourself fitted for every occasion.
Looking for a vibrant venue in Trowbridge? The Civic Trowbridge is the place to meet, entertain and celebrate. With a year-round programme of events, it's a popular destination for musicians, comedians and theatre shows. From parties to live music and family events, there's something for everyone. Plus, it offers top-of-the-range meeting rooms and impressive spaces for private celebrations. Visit thecivictrowbridge.co.uk to find out more. The Civic Trowbridge. Meet, entertain, celebrate.
Bath and West Wiltshire's Radio Bath.
And welcome back to this episode of The Unnoticed Entrepreneur, live with me, Jim James. In this studio, I've got Vicky Mowat of Riverford, the organic farmers. Now, Vicky, you came down from London with your husband and two young children. It's a franchise, but every entrepreneur has a moment, or more than one, when they question what they're doing. Did you have one of those, and how did you have confidence to push through those moments of self-doubt?
I think that might have been on the very first morning, Jim, when when the business was transferred to us. You know, when you're working in a company, you generally are surrounded by people, and you know they're there to help you, and you can say, oh, how do I do this, and how does that work, and you know there's always someone there to help. And I remember sitting, you know, with the brand new phone beside me on that first morning, waiting for the first phone call and thinking, I don't know if I'll know what to do when somebody phones up, you know, and there's nobody to ask. You just have to go for it, and I guess you reach into yourself and think, I can do hard things. I've done hard things before. I can do hard things again. I can learn how to do this. And I think that's applied all the way through with everything that we've done that's been new for us. We've just had to say, well, come on then, you know, pull up your socks and get on with it. And I will say that our customers are absolutely fantastic. They're such a lovely bunch of people. You know, they are very committed to what Riverford is trying to do. They're very tuned in to the values and the ethics of the company. And so I do remember, you know, those first few days of getting phone calls and people saying, how lovely to meet you. You know, you're our new team. And don't worry if you don't really know what you're doing at first. It's okay. So it was actually our customers that helped me through those first moments of doubt, I think.
Wow, that's a beautiful... fancy getting customers to tell you how welcome to the business, the joys of a franchise. Your track for confidence is Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind. Why did you choose this one?
Alan and I both love New York. Early on in our relationship, we had a holiday, a very budget holiday in New York. We stayed in the YMCA and it was February. It was freezing cold. But we love it as a city. But mainly, I like this song. Alicia Keys sings about a pocket full of dreams, and it's really about finding inspiration, hope and confidence and staying focused on your pocket full of dreams.
Wonderful.
On the corner selling rock, preachers pray to God.
Welcome back to this episode of the Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live. We've got Vicky Mowat here of Riverford. So, Vicky, although it's a franchise, we said, really, it's still a business. You've got responsibility. You've got to worry about answering the phones. You've got to worry about getting the vegetables too. Now you've got 1,100 customers around the countryside here. Tough times. Can you tell us, has there been a tough time? How did you get through that? What did you and Alan do?
Well, it was a tough time for everybody, but I think the toughest time for us was when COVID hit, when the first lockdown happened in March 2020. All of a sudden, access to food was severely limited, and there was a mad scramble. I'm sure everyone remembers it, a mad scramble to get home delivery of food. The supermarkets, you know, you couldn't get a delivery slot. It was very difficult to actually go out and get food. Some people couldn't leave their homes at all because they were shielding. And so what happened with our business was we'd built the number of weekly deliveries from about 500 when we first took over to about 1,000. And we'd done that over the course of 8 years, you know, gradually, incrementally, matching our resources to the demand that was out there. And that was a great way to do it, you know, nice and calm. And then COVID hit and we added another 500 customers pretty much overnight. So we then had to flex our resources, and, you know, in the same way that we'd taken 8 years to do, we pretty much had to do it overnight. So that was pretty crazy. And Riverford, the central team, took the decision to close the website because the website was crashing and we couldn't accept any more customers. So all of the order changes had to come through the phone and through email to me. I was working 14-hour days. It was very emotional. Food became a very emotional issue because people were desperate to provide for their families. And I think people's attitudes to food changed in that time, actually. But often I would have people phoning me up in tears, you know, or very angry, actually, sometimes. So it was quite a hard time, both in terms of just the long hours, but also it was, you know, emotionally draining. And also we were trying to look after our children and homeschool them and, you know, keep everyone happy. But having said that, we were immensely grateful because we had our income maintained, where lots of people had lost their income overnight. And also because we were key workers, because we were working in the food industry, we were out and about, you know, we were still out there seeing new places and, you know, leaving our home environment when so many people felt locked into a prison almost. We had the freedom to get out and about. So, yes, as I say, immensely grateful, really, even though it was a very tough time. And the song that I've chosen now is one that was played a huge amount on the radio at that time. And obviously we were out on the road a lot. So it's very evocative of that time.
Well, Vicky, why don't you introduce your next song?
Yeah, so this is by The Weeknd and it's Blinding Lights.
I can see the sunlight up the sky. so I hit the road in overdrive, baby.
Vicky, you moved down from London to be with your boys and have more time, and yet you started a business, which often for most people means they have less time. Tell us a little bit about how you enjoy the time with your family, with Alan and the two sons that you've got.
Well, we're very lucky to live in the countryside just outside Bath, and we have a lovely little dog, so we love to get out into the countryside and take her for walks. And we also do love family holidays when we can manage them. We're always still a little bit switched on when we're away on a holiday, because that's the nature of running your own business. There's always that little bit of fear in the background that something could be going wrong. We trust our drivers implicitly. They're fantastic, so they really do run the show while we're away, but you never quite know. And so, you know, you've always got an eye on what's going on back at the ranch, as it were. But we do love to go away on holiday, and the next track that I've chosen is one that really reminds me of happy family holidays, but it also it's a song that it's really about the decision that we made to define our success in our lifetimes in terms of our happiness, in terms of our purpose, rather than in terms of the bottom line, really to put happiness at the core of our decision making. And I think people often think of entrepreneurs as being very, very focused on money and about the bottom line. And of course, we all need to make a living, you know, don't get me wrong. But we did make that choice. We sacrificed the promotional ladder and the salaries that might have gone with that. But we feel successful in so many other ways, which are to do with doing a good job, with delivering good food to people, with helping people to eat more healthily, and to do that while having the control to have time with our family when we possibly can. So yeah, there's a line in this song which is, clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. So I'd encourage the listeners to do that.
We're going to listen to Pharrell Williams, Happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without
Hilperton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Your newly upgraded Bath Kia store is now open. Meet the new Kia Space Identity, a whole new car buying experience offering the kind of relaxation that makes everyone feel at home. Browse our approved used cars or build your own brand new Kia on our digital configurator and get all the information you want. Confused about electric vehicles? Our electric vehicle experts are here to empower you. Let your imagination run wild and feel the inspiration that only a visit to Bath Kia can incite. There's lots to love and share. We're ready. Are you? Visit or search Bath Kia, Lower Bristol Road, Bath.
Discover excellence in building and maintenance services with Plush. All across the board, specialising in full refurbishment of period properties. We are a prestigious family-run business with decades of experience in the industry. We've earned recognition not only from our clients, but also at Bath Property Awards for our top-notch build quality, expert project management and exceptional customer care. Plush offers a comprehensive and professional building service, ensuring minimal disruption, impeccable attention to detail, and a superb quality finish. We turn your vision into reality, exceeding all expectations. Let us positively impact your lifestyle. Visit plushrestoration.co.uk for more information.
Across Bath and northeast Somerset, this is Radio Bath.
Welcome back with me, Jim James. I've got Vicky Mowat here, who is the director of Riverford, organic farm produce, and they're the veg team here. Vicky, Guy Singh Watson has been at the forefront of organic farming since 1986. As a company, what kind of change do you have in mind for society? What role are you playing in helping us to all move towards healthier and better choices with our foods?
Yeah, Guy has always been at the vanguard of organic farming. He's a really strong voice in the industry, and he's been voted BBC Farmer of the Year twice, I think, now. Recently, Riverford launched a new campaign called Get Fair about farming, and it's really about saving the future of British farming. We all want food security, right? And apparently, almost half of farmers fear that they'll go out of business in the next 12 months. So who's going to grow our veg in the future if that happens? And many of them say that supermarket buying behaviour is a leading factor in their fears and in their uncertainties. So the Get Fair About Farming campaign is calling on supermarkets to treat farmers more fairly, asking them to sign up to a charter which includes commitments like buying what they agreed to buy, paying what they agreed to pay, paying on time, setting up fair specifications for vegetables, and committing to relationships for the long term. Because the reality is that a lot of farmers are, you know, they sign up to grow a certain crop for a supermarket, and then at the last minute the supermarket says, oh, we don't want that anymore, you'll get nothing for it, and all of the produce goes to rot in the fields or goes to waste. We have a petition, which I believe you've signed yourself, Jim.
I have signed, yeah. Yes, and shared it as well. I think it's fantastic.
Wonderful, thank you. So, yes, you and 100,000 other people at least have signed that petition, which means that there will be a debate in the House of Commons. When you reach a certain level of number of signatures, then there's a requirement for government to debate the petition. So our debate will be happening in the House of Commons on the 22nd of January. And I would urge everyone to email your local MP to ask them to attend, because the more MPs who attend that debate, the more likely that words can turn into action. And you can do that by going to the Riverford website, so that's riverford.co.uk, or on social media you can use the hashtag GetFairAboutFarming, and you'll find the petition there, you'll find case studies which tell you more about the plight of farmers, but also an email template which makes it really, really super easy for you to email your local MP and get them to attend.
Yeah, I hope Michelle Donnellan's listening. She's my local MP, and I've sent her the letter. So I encourage everybody to do that. And I guess also to encourage our supermarkets to trade fairly with the people who provide the great produce for us. Vicky, your next track is Imagine Dragons on Top of the World. Just tell us briefly about that one.
So this is a song... we're so proud of both of our boys. They've achieved so much and they're both wonderful young men. Our older son goes to Beechingcliffe School in Bath, and they're very well known for all of their outdoor adventures at Beechingcliffe, and he's certainly gone on as many of those as possible. One of them was the Three Peaks Challenge, and the teachers are great at posting on Instagram so that parents can stay informed about what their boys are doing while they're on these adventures. And I just remember seeing on Instagram, when they reached the top of one of the peaks, the accompanying music on the Instagram story was Imagine Dragons, On Top of the World. And there's a line in there which is, I've been waiting on this for a while now. So it's all about achieving something that you've been striving towards for some time.
Which it sounds like you've been doing on many, many fronts. Listen to Imagine Dragons.
Vicky, I'm loving our conversation and thanks for that song. Now, unwinding as we get close to the end of our show, unfortunately, tell us about how you and Alan managed to unwind after a long day managing everybody's produce.
Well, it's so important, isn't it, to have time off when you run your own business, because you are switched on all the time, really, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and it's just so important to set some boundaries, I think, especially when you run a business as a couple. You have to stop yourselves from talking about the business over dinner or in the evening. We're both quite sporty. Alan's a great cyclist. We both run. My older son and I, we're both going to be running the Bath Half Marathon in March, so we're busy training for that. I love yoga as well. So, yeah, we do lots of things to just, you know, spend time doing something that isn't running the business. And I think having that time off, it's not just essential for rest, but it's actually when you have your best ideas is when you switch off from things and when you allow your mind to just wander, really, and you know, sort of come up with ideas. So, yeah, we do, as I say, we do try to set boundaries around that. And I do love listening to music as well. And the next track that I've chosen is actually the theme tune from Amélie, the film, which was directed by Jean-Pierre Jeunet. It's a really quirky, charming film about a young woman, Emily, who finds joy in bringing simple pleasures to other people. It's very much about being present in the moment, and I think it's so important for all of us that we can do that. Don't worry about the past, don't worry about the future. Be present in the moment. So this song is Jan Tiersen, and it's Comptine d'un autre été, which means nursery rhyme from another summer.
We're coming to our final track. Vicky, thanks for introducing a little bit of Paris, and I'm really delighted, frankly, that you introduced that, because your French is so much better than my accent. Tell us, you've had the business now for 13 years. What does the future hold for you, Alan, and for Riverford, and for all of us that are, you know, loyal and loving customers of the organic produce that you deliver?
Well, Riverford will carry on going strong. It became co-owned, actually, in 2018. So while Guy is very much still involved in the business, it is now under the ownership of the employees, the co-owners. And that applies to everyone who works at the farm. Our franchise remains independent from that. And in 2025, actually, the management of this area will be moving back to the farm. Riverford are moving away from the franchising model because it's going to allow them to move forward very strongly into the future, to stay nimble, to stay competitive, particularly as the world is becoming so much more digital and it's becoming more challenging to stay competitive with a collection of semi-independent businesses. So we're very proud of the time that we've spent with Riverford, and we'll be very happy to leave our customers in very, very safe hands next year when the franchise comes to an end for us. So we're going to be spending 2024 very much thinking about what the future holds for us, and starting to make some plans. We're not quite sure yet exactly what that's going to look like, but we do know that we're taking a really good set of broad skills with us, and we'll be looking for something which we really feel aligns with our values and where we can continue feeling that we're making a positive difference in the world.
Well, and no doubt, Vicky, you and Alan will make a great success of this business for as long as you're running it, and that the future will be centered on happiness and some core values that you've shown are so fundamental to what you do and why you do it so well. So thank you so much for joining me today on the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's been such a pleasure to choose these songs and chat with you today.
Well, I'm not going to let you off just yet, because you've got one last tune. Do you want to introduce your last tune, which is actually also one of my favorite tracks as well as an entrepreneur? Vicky Mowat, just tell us your last track as we close out this episode of The Unnoticed Entrepreneur Live.
So this track is by Deacon Blue, who are a Scottish band, and with Alan and I both having Scottish roots, we do love a bit of Deacon Blue. And the song is Dignity. It's a song which is all about finding meaning and purpose in your life and shaping your own destiny.
walks up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years, and he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in the bag and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in the Sunday's bag. The children call him Boogie. He never lets on, but I know, cause he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail her on the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. They say, isn't she pretty? That she called Dignity. And I'm telling this story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading Maynard Keynes. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for Dignity. And I'll sail her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house.